Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Fans Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And to celebrate the success of Netflix's series Wednesday, we've decided to ask the important question, like, what would you do with the powers of the thing, aka our hands?
My favorite Plumbing the Death Stars are introduced like we've been sponsored when we haven't been sponsored. So yes, in the Addams Family, many yep. Addams Family incarnations. They have a character whose name is Thing, and he is a hand.
Yes.
Cut off at the top of the wrist, so you still have the hook. You still got the bend. You got the wrist involved.
You got the
there.
Wrist joint.
Yeah, but the rest is just hand.
Yeah.
What is life like for him?
Well, he's sentient.
Yes.
And gendered.
Yes.
Weird.
I guess he is a hand servant as well. So I guess you're...
He's got a job. Doesn't get paid.
Is he a job or is it just
is
kind
he a
of...
Job? What do you do? I'm a hand.
He can't talk, but he can gesture.
Yeah. But is being a hand servant a job, or is he more like, you know, well, I'm serving this family?
Yeah.
Because I was blessed by a witch to be only a hand? Or has he always just been a hand?
That's I will grant really you, Jackson, question. Your greatest wish. You are a hand now. This isn't what I wanted at all.
Whoa. Do you know what Thing's full name is?
What?
Thing T Thing.
Adam's family fucking royal.
Yeah, Adam's family's unreal.
Well, yeah, okay. So Thing, was he ever a person at any point? Mm.
Or is it kind of like a conjured spell? Kind of like a permanent mage hand.
Yeah.
That has somehow grown sentience
over the sapience over
like, there is like, if you are a hand servant and you have a very like basic level of, I guess, thought process. Because you're not doing complex thoughts, maybe. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
We haven't delved into it too much.
I think he might, but anyway, go on.
But if you're like, well, I live to serve.
Yeah.
And I want to, you know, I want to serve the Addams Family. Family. And so, like, so that's nice because, you know, you can, like, go, as he does, fetch the mails, gives a cigar to Gomez and changes the channel on the TV, those kind of things.
Those are pretty complex things to learn. But you could probably teach, like, a chimpanzee to do that.
I was going
to
say a dog. You can teach a dog to fetch your mail.
Well, fetch your mail, but can you teach your dog to give you a cigar?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
What about turning on the TV?
A
little more complicated.
I think... If you gave a remote with big enough buttons...
You could probably train your dog. That is true. That is true. So does Thing have the same level of intelligence as a dog?
I think so.
You reckon? I feel like he's a little more clever than that. He can give thumbs up. He knows what it means, you know? He can engage in conversation. Mm. Can he see? That's what I'm thinking
about. In the 2019 animated film...
Yeah.
He... has a watch on his wrist, and the watch has an eye on it. And it's never said, like, that's his eye, but it's like, is he seeing out of it? Also, he has a foot fetish.
He has a foot fetish?
That's awesome. Because the implication there is, like, he should be attracted to other hands.
Mm.
You know, like, it's a limb thing.
Yeah. Well, in
it's funny to be Thing, but you're just a foot.
In the series, like the 60s series or the 90s, one of the series, Thing goes missing. and they like somehow tracked. I don't know if they tracked down his parents or if they're just like they're aware of his parents, which was just a hand, like a man hand and a lady hand.
Okay, so
there's also Lady Fingers, who is a different
hand. Okay.
So the thing is basically a species.
Yeah.
Of human hands.
It depends, because in the Wednesday, the recent critically acclaimed and highly regarded, well watched television series Wednesday.
Yeah, watch it right now.
Watch
on
it
Netflix.
Right now on Netflix.
Use the code plumbing the Death
Star. Find out why critics are referring to Jenna Ortega's turn as Wednesday Addams as groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Thing has stitches.
Oh, interesting. So I guess in Wednesday, Thing was a guy's hand.
Or could that just be like accessories? Like Harry wears a watch.
In the animated film.
Where he wears a watch. That's just, he's like, I'm just, you know, jazzing up my look.
Yeah.
Is the stitches being like, I'm just jazzing up my
look.
And
the stitches on the where the wrist ends?
I believe so.
Okay.
Mm.
Well, okay, so you're saying Thing's a hand servant, right?
Yeah.
What if in the realm of Adam's family, you can chop off your hand, give to a family, and you're like, you take my hand will be your hand servant.
I'll just go without
for a year or 6 months or whatever, and I'll get a little bit of money for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You hire out your hand.
Hire out your hand. Kind of like, look, you know, I don't, it's like, I got a car, I don't drive it, but you got a license. Well, why don't you go and, you know, to Deliveroo or
you can use it. Yeah, that's fine.
You can earn a little bit on the side. Give me a little bit, like, you know, you pay for the bit of the rego, some fuel. Perfect.
Would you do it? Would you give up your hands for 6 months?
No.
What? I would in a heartbeat.
That's
I
thing
like in my hands.
The, obviously, you've seen what Thing in Wednesday looks like as this episode is brought to you by the success of Wednesday.
Okay, that's a full-on like Frankenstein hand. There's stitches
Is the hand, so it looks like...
What's weird about that thing is that it looks like a cap of skin has been sewn over the top of the wrist.
Yeah.
So I guess it would be unsightly otherwise.
So that's just not one person's hand. That's just grabbing bits of hand and making one hand.
Maybe
right?
It's like, like a Frankenstein hand.
Yeah.
Like maybe that's what's going on with that thing in critically acclaimed Netflix series.
In the critically acclaimed Wednesday series, that thing is less of like a species of a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And more just, this is basically a spell.
Yeah.
Put
this
together
is dark magic.
Hand. Meat, cast a dark ritual.
Yeah,
you then have a hand servant.
So, I think most incarnations.
Well, so let's just start reading again a bit more trivia in terms of other kind of things, because there is Esmeralda, which is another female hand who is hired.
Okay,
after they fire Ladyfingers, so they.
What did Ladyfingers do?
I don't know yet, but I'm just like they need money, so that's something.
Ladyfingers isn't the Addams Family's man servant.
Yeah.
Handmaiden.
Handmaiden. Of course.
Yeah, of course. Come on.
She was the servant of Cousin Millie.
Oh, I see.
Cousin Millie.
There's a lot of Addams Family cousins. Cousin It, obviously, being the best cousin because he gambles, smokes, and is hair.
And also, doesn't he talk like, me?
Cousin It is a Plumbing the Death Star bit come to life.
The whole Addams Family is, basically.
What if there was a guy who's just hair and he's smoking big cigars? Me.
He's saying, I love cigars.
I love cigars. Me.
Also, what about if they just had another uncle that was big, pervert?
Yeah. Uncle Festy.
Uncle Festa.
Oh, he's like a festy man.
Eats a light bulb.
And you can hit him with a hammer.
Oh, my God. Did we make the Addams Family?
It's like that they gave us, like, Morticia and Gomez.
Yeah.
They were like, maybe Wednesday, and they were like, make
the Pugsley
rest.
Is out.
Pugsley's
out. And they're a fucked up little boy.
He's not gothic like the rest of them. He's just fucked up and weird.
He just, he wants to drive he'll lie down on train tracks and drive a train over his own head.
I want the energy if you made Dennis the Menace stupider.
Dumb Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace,
but keeping the level of threat.
Instead of being a menace to his neighbor, he was a menace to himself.
You could just wear like a too tight a shirt, but be a little bit pudgy.
And then let's give them a third child named Pubert.
I forgot about
you. How are you gonna forget about Pubert, dude? The best Addams Family character there is, the little baby Pubert,
who has a mustache.
So
I think in the critically acclaimed Netflix series Wednesday, So Thing has, he's got Frankenstein monster like scars. I don't know if he has those originally, but because look, as much as it is critically acclaimed, I have yet to watch this incredible, amazing, and brilliant
television series.
Yeah. Because Morticia and Gomez sent the Thing to spy on Wednesday, and then he gets stabbed. But Uncle Fester saves him. Maybe we should look. The critics are all over this, maybe for a reason.
Yeah, it's maybe good. Maybe we should watch it. Maybe we should be watching Wednesday.
Jenna Ortega does a charming dance as Wednesday, which could be an allusion to the Wednesday dance as made famous in the Addams Family.
And the memes hereafter.
Yeah.
Can Thing see?
What? I don't think he can see. I think he like tremor sense.
Oh, okay, sort of thing. Cool.
I would argue that he can probably just like sense like the
feels
vibrations.
But
kind of like Daredevil.
Yeah, okay, I see what you mean. Because I was going to say, but he was sent to spy on Wednesday.
Yeah,
it's not very useful if he comes back and he's like, she was vibrating.
Well,
but if Thing can get a sense of the entire scene,
well, how does I guess. Everything is through vibrations, right? Because he's got no ears.
Yeah. Well, I thought maybe it would be dark magic that was allowing him to
dark magic, then that's
see and experience the world. Yeah.
I would assume that he kind of experiences the world sort of like where, if you ever watch, say, I think this is in the Ben Affleck Daredevil.
Yeah.
Where we kind of get Daredevil vision.
Yeah.
Well, Thing has a bedroom that clearly he designed in the 90s movies.
That's awesome.
And he's got stuff like, so obviously seeing doesn't necessarily, like, you got a bedroom doesn't necessarily mean seeing. But there's things in the bedroom that if he couldn't see, he wouldn't have.
Be like, what would be the function
of
it?
Like, he's got a calendar.
True. But is his perception, like his touch so sensitive that he can kind of feel where like the ink is raised?
But it shouldn't be that sensitive because he's walking on his hands all the time.
Yeah.
Dulling the nerves in his fingers.
I mean, yeah, but like, you know, if he's concentrating.
He also has a framed painting of God touching David. No, who, you know?
Yeah, I know the creation of Adam, but God touching David is an awesome name for that painting.
It's the creation of Adam, except it's zoomed in so it's just the hands.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's awesome. Because
that's bedroom.
That's the creation of Thing. Yeah, the creation of Thing. By God is also a thing.
God's Thing creates Adam's Thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's got like curtains, which he wouldn't need.
I think he can get a visual sense somehow.
Yeah.
Through dark magic.
I would think that it's potentially something like heightened senses, so that it basically is by and large seeing.
It's
exactly the same as, you know, we would perceive seeing. It's just that he's doing it through like vibrations. And like, I guess he'd be more susceptible to those minute changes in the environment.
Really? The way things should move, because he goes on all five fingers, right? Mm.
But he scuttles.
He scuttles, yeah. But he should kind of have his middle finger raised, never touching the ground. Keep that as your sensitive finger.
Yeah.
Then you can snuffle out, you know, stuff with this one. This is your really sensitive one. And the rest act like legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, if I was Thing, that's how I'd do it.
I'd be doing, like, say, my ring finger and my pointer as my leg. And where I guess my middle finger would be my sensitive one, but kind of like my penis now.
Yeah, that's true. You do look like a little weird man with a big leg-long penis.
Yeah. And then I'd have my thumb and pinky as kind of like my peripheral senses.
That's
well,
true.
Kind of like whiskers.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's how I would be moving.
Can
along.
Thing move just on two fingers?
I
think he can. I think he can.
Thing can walk on two fingers.
If he wanted to.
Yeah.
Most of the time he walks like a spider, though.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
It's easier on the wrist.
Yeah, it is easier on the wrist. But also,
if I am wrist.
Yeah, if you are only wrist, is it not an issue anymore?
Yeah.
Thing loves arm wrestling grandmama. That's good.
How strong's Thing?
Pretty strong. Like he can pick stuff up that is well and truly, I guess, heavier than him. Right?
Okay, all right, fair enough. I want to go back to, so Dusha, if you could, because earlier on we suggested that maybe Thing is you cut off your hand, give your hand to the Addams Family.
I found this, that has happened before.
Okay. Would you do it?
In real life or in the Addams Family?
In the Addams Family.
Okay.
Uncle Fester's lookalike, great, 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 great Uncle Curly's hand is severed by the governor. But the hand
you can
lives
say by
on.
By the government.
Well,
same thing,
is the
I guess.
Government.
Yeah.
And lives on as Pinky, which is then hinted to be Thing's ancestor.
That's complicated. Does that mean that Pinky, who was just a severed hand,
yeah,
fucked another severed hand,
yep,
then they gave birth to a regular, just loose hand?
Yeah.
Or is it everyone in the Addams family, it's at some point, will eventually get their hand cut off?
No, I don't think so.
And then that becomes the indentured servant of
No, because Pinky, I don't think Pinky was a servant for the family.
No.
That's weird as well, because then that's like, it's like a family member, because like theoretically Pinky should just be like a cousin.
Yeah.
And then he becomes their like
because
servant.
It's adding more to like, it's finding out that one of your relatives had like a secret family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a way.
Kind of. Wait, no, how?
Because it's like, well, then, like that person went on to have other kids and whatever, and they were related to Fester and everyone else. But then his hand went. And
oh, I see what you mean.
Had like, you know,
adventures,
like a second wife kind of thing. Yeah.
If your hand has a wife, is she your wife too?
Yeah. Like if you have a wife and your hand gets cut off, and then that goes and finds a wife hand.
Yeah.
Is that legally binding?
Without
is my hand sinning in the eyes of God?
I think your hand
and the government.
Mm. It would be awesome to see two hands. What would that look like?
Like you know, you get one hand makes a whole, one hand makes. Well,
okay, fair enough. That's pretty basic. What about a hand giving birth? Yeah, I loved seeing it.
Yeah,
so you hold out, holding out your hand.
You do a circle.
Like you're making a
then a little hand comes through.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does a hand come up fully formed?
Mm.
Will Thing get old and die?
Yeah, because I guess he would get older.
He will age, but will he become decrepit?
Well, he can die because Uncle Fester saves him after he gets stabbed.
Yeah, he gets stabbed. I guess
that's
it's just,
true.
You know.
Because you don't need to save someone who's not going to die.
How did he?
Like a spider just curls up. I guess it also would be working on hydraulics as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because your hand is moved through the tendons in your forearm.
Yeah. So. What is keeping Thing alive?
His heart.
Ew. Imagine a little thumping something in your palm. Gross.
Well, yeah, is it dark magic or is he just a...
It's magic. It's got to be magic.
Yeah, it would have to be magic.
It's got to be magic that's keeping Thing going.
Because the Addams Family magic is weird.
Yeah.
Because none of them do magic.
Yeah.
But they also clearly are magic. Like, Wednesday drops a guillotine on Pugsley and he's fine.
Yeah. He's just a tough little boy.
Uncle Fester eats light bulbs. Yeah. Probably.
He's a tough little boy.
He's a tough little boy.
Sticks TNT in his asshole or something.
I think Uncle Fester doesn't eat the light bulbs. I think he puts it in his mouth and it lights up.
He's full on electric.
He's full of electricity, that little tough little boy.
Yeah. Uncle Fester. Because bad thing. Uncle Fester's been hit with
a car. Yeah. They're tough.
Yeah.
The Addams Family are tough. And yeah, they are sort of. And I think, isn't Aunt something a witch?
Yes. Witch? Yeah, she is.
So there is some level of magic to the Addams Family. So I think Thing. Well, here's a question. So let's talk about Lurch.
Yeah.
Okay. Lurch being the other manservant of the Addams Family. Mm-hmm. Now, Lurch is very clearly Frankenstein's monster.
Mm-hmm.
So, is Lurch sewn up?
Yeah.
What?
So, like, is Lurch like Frankenstein's monster made of lots of different guys?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, never mind.
I think he's just a big blue guy.
Okay, well, maybe he's not Frankenstein's monster. He's just a big blue guy.
Yeah,
I mean, he was all stitched up, but maybe he's not.
I don't think he is.
Maybe
actually,
just a
thinking
big
about
guy.
It now. Okay.
Big guy with a deep voice.
In.
You rang.
Yeah.
You rang.
Yeah.
Adam's family's sick.
You rang.
Yeah, look. Here's him and Uncle Fest. Uncle Fest is being a real wise guy, and Lurch is a professional. Doesn't even have.
That's awesome.
Lurch doesn't even have, like, bolts in his neck.
Yeah.
Or
he's just a big guy. He's reminiscent of Frankenstein, but he's not Frankenstein. Well, interesting. Well, what would you do if you were Thing? What would you do with your life, do you reckon?
Flip everyone off.
That's funny because it's like an acrobatics trick. If you think you got to flip onto your back.
Yeah.
Fall over. Yeah.
I guess. Because he's loyal to people who are sort of loyal to him. And
yeah.
I guess he's finding there's like good.
Oh, that's good.
Sorry, I found a good picture of Lurch.
Yeah, it's a good picture of Lurch. I guess Thing finds joy in like serving people who are you know, nice and kind to him and like treat him well.
Yeah.
Morticia's always like thank you thing.
Thank you thing. Good shit and, thing.
Great fingers thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Gomez loves thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you would.
Yeah.
Thing's awesome. I would love thing.
Mm. I think this is like kind of like it's like a weird situation with Thing where I know we're saying manservant, but Thing feels more kind of like a live at home butler or something
rather than
like a slave.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like has he enough sentience to be like, oh yeah, he's just a guy, but he's a hand.
Yeah.
Mm. Or is it more like, oh, it's kind of like on the level of a very intelligent
chimp
dog? Yeah, chimp. Yeah. That's what I was saying before. He's kind of like if you owned a chimp as a sort of pet.
Mm. Surely the Addams Family have had a chimp that smoked cigarettes.
Dude, guaranteed. There's got to be an Addams Family chimp, probably named Cousin Francis.
Comes in the tiny little like bicycle.
Yeah. Oh, it's Cousin Francis come to stay.
And he talks in like he talks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got an upper-class British accent. Yeah, hello, Addams Family. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Hello, Gomez. How is the family going?
Morticia. Darling, as usual. Mm. Oh, my God. Put Cousin Francis in the Addams Family.
Okay, so you're close.
Mm.
In the television episode, My Son the Chimp of the Addams Family in 1965, Uncle Fester mistakenly believes he's turned Pugsley into a chimp. A very funny episode. The chimp wandered away from an organ grinder and into Pugsley's window.
That rules. He's wearing Pugsley's shirt.
That's
not a chimp.
Oh, sorry, that's
That's a chimp.
They've done it twice. They've remade
it
the
episode.
It
is iconic, I guess. Fair enough. I understand.
Yeah.
That's great. That's good stuff.
Oh, that's Pugsley and the chimp having a kiss. Oh, both wearing their matching strength.
Why are they kissing? Don't kiss a chimpanzee.
Nay.
Yuck, that's nasty.
Yeah, this will cheer you up. It's Gomez doing a headstand for some reason.
I have been cheered up by this. Thank you. So would you cut off your hand to let it be animate and work for the Addams Family for like 6 months? You get paid or whatever.
Yeah.
Would you do it? Why not? You don't need both hands.
Can I reattach it?
Yeah, at the end of the 6 months.
Is this a process that is known to work?
Yeah, because things do it.
I'm not the first guy.
No.
So this science is like...
It's probably dark magic, but yes.
Okay, so dark magic has shown that this is just like a regular thing.
Yeah, we can chop off your hand.
Reattach it.
Your hand goes and works for a semester or period at a wealthy family's house as a sort of a hand servant.
Yep.
Then after you get... Well, obviously you got... The hands you, so you, you, the money comes to you.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Get the hand back after 6 months.
6 months? Yeah.
Why not? Exactly. Yeah. Sam was saying you wouldn't do it.
I like my hand. I use my hand for things.
You could go visit your hands.
Yeah.
Exactly. Go and stop in for Christmas.
Oh, if it's over Christmas, I want my hand.
Just visiting my hand isn't the same as having my
hand. What are you doing with two hands that you need?
I'm wrapping presents.
It is hard to wrap a present with one
going
hand.
Going shopping for loved ones.
How am I meant to hold loved ones' hands?
I got another hand. That's fine.
Yeah.
How am I meant to hold a trolley and put in the newest, biggest Buzz Lightyear action figure?
Fair enough. Okay. Over the Christmas break, you get your hand back.
Lightyear film. over the Christmas break, I get my hand back. Then that's all right.
Though. Yeah, I think that's I would absolutely do that. That's fine.
Yeah,
you can take both my hands for 6 months. Whatever. Send my hands to different buildings. Two incomes, dude. That's called diversification.
You're not
all about that grind.
Yeah.
Wake up and grind, brother. Wake up at 5 a.m. Be like, still got no hands.
Do you get the sensations of what your hands are feeling?
I hope so.
And are your hands...
No!
And are your hands as competent as you?
Oh, that's a bad news for you, if that's
true.
Yeah,
that's bad. I'm feeling
to be smarter.
I feel a cup fall out of my hand. I'm just sitting here with no hands. And then I feel my hands fall on the glass. You're just watching me. I'm like, meow.
I'm phantom bleeding.
I think my Stan's a fucking guy.
They found each other and they're fucking.
Oh my God. They were like two different sides of the country. I don't know how they found each other.
I was feeling the sensation of crawling through dirt.
Yeah. Oh, this no. Makes sense. My hand just shut the door on itself accidentally.
I think my hand's had a divorce.
Oh, my hand just married another different hand and is now moving to a different country.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get both hands back. Should never have given my hands independence.
Yeah. When you get your hands back, they hate each other.
They refuse to look at each other.
I get my hands back and one of them's clearly not my hand. Yeah, this is the hand you gave us. No, it's not. This is a far worse hand.
No!
I don't think so. Well, you can look for your hand, but I think this is it.
It's just like the homeowner's their hand that they've had to quickly cut off to give. They've lost yours. Like,
I thought you were saying, I look down at the homeowner and they've got my hands. Those are my hands. No, they're on my wrists.
No, they're definitely my hands.
Yeah. Pretty sure those are my hands.
No, I think you'd be wrong.
You've got those shit hands, though.
These hands suck.
You know, of a horrible hand. Is this hand actually the hand of a chimpanzee?
That's what they've given me.
Yeah.
Chimpanzee. Shaved chimp hands.
That'll be all right.
And they're strong. Like, hey,
then I choke him because my hands have become so strong. More fool you!
They also, as part of the, like, oh yeah, part of the reattachment thing, you're going to need to apply this every now and then. They hand you, like, the NADS. NADS cream? NADS?
Yeah.
NADS cream. NADS no cream. Avatar impression cream.
Yeah.
I put it on. I'm so sad after. That's not real. They don't want to put this cream on my chimp hands, but it just makes me miss Avatar.
I want to go to Pandora so bad.
I don't know why. It's when every night, you know, I'm trying to sleep, I'm just thinking about the fact that I'm not in Pandora. Yeah. And my hands are getting hairy.
Nads. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, not nads.
That's the one I got to put on there. Yeah. To keep the hair from coming back.
Yeah. And it won't remind you of Pandora.
Thank
either.
God.
Stay happy. Keep smiling when you look at this shit earth.
So, if you were just a hand with the power of thing, a.k.a. are a hand, what are you doing with it?
Well, I guess it would be trying to find, like, find purpose in life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, going and working for a family like the Addams Family, who do seem to treat, thing with
respect. So you'd go full hand servant mode?
I think so, if I was a hand.
You'd get washed down the drain real quick accidentally. Yeah, it would rain and you'd be outside being like, it's sick to be a hand. Oh, no!
That sounds fucking baller, dude. Yeah. I'm having sewer adventures.
Yeah, getting eaten by a crocodile.
Who cares? I'm a hand.
What do you mean, who cares? You're a hand. You can be a dead hand.
Yeah. Yeah, what?
If a hand goes into a crocodile, will it get digested before it's shat?
Yes.
What the fuck are you saying?
I'm thinking about that time that a shark ate a hand. I guess they killed the shark to get the hand out.
And also the shark ate the whole guy.
No, the shark ate just the hand.
What are you saying?
You know the Sydney shark arm case?
What are you saying does it digest the hand before it shits the hand?
Well, I was wondering.
When you eat a chicken drumstick, you're chewing down on that. Then when you shit, do you shit chicken or do you shit a shit?
No, because it's like a whole hand. Yeah, it's so a whole hand. So imagine if you swallowed a drumstick.
No,
I would be in trouble.
Yeah, if this idiot here just swallowed a drumstick,
forgot what you didn't choke,
just like, look, guys, I ate a whole chicken drumstick without chewing. We're like, you.
Okay. Looking at the chicken drumstick being like, what do I do? Don't want to embarrass myself.
But that's not how animals work.
Yeah. No, sometimes. So just thought experiment. Before we jump down his throat for his stupid...
Thought experiment.
Before, I agree. So that happens.
The crocodile eats your hand. Yes, you get
what's the crocodile doing in the sewer?
So
alligator then.
So, yes, you've eaten a drumstick, whole.
Yeah.
You've swallowed like a fucking duck, no chewing.
Yeah.
What happens to that
drumstick?
Well,
that drumstick
meat?
Would get dissolved by my stomach. I would get very unwell because there's a full bone in my belly.
Yes.
But I'm a hand that can move around. So could I crawl out the alligator?
I'm going to have to pull up.
You're going to be damaged. Do you reckon you, as a hand, could navigate the internal organs of an alligator and then pry yourself from
also,
an alligator's anus?
You seem to be thinking that, one, hands are invincible, two, hands don't feel pain, even though we have evidence in this episode.
Well, I was imagining when the alligator...
Yeah, opens its mouth.
Opens its mouth, I just climb
hole.
In. Yeah. Because it's either that or get fucking crushed by the alligator's mouth.
So you're imagining you've climbed into the alligator's mouth. Well, then you're not getting swallowed. You're just sitting in there and Well, maybe an alligator also has tongue.
Yeah.
Say he gets swallowed, or he goes, he's like, you know what to do? The best thing, if for some reason, he's not like choke out the alligator from the inside. He's like, no, go into.
Also, can't you do that thing with alligators where, like, if you keep the
you're going to need an arm.
Yeah, yeah.
The hand will not
yeah.
do that.
Yeah. I need to. Well, no, have you seen that clip of the crab that's closed the alligator's mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, but. Is you, do you
I'm not quick enough. No.
Quick
no.
enough so or strong
well,
enough?
Well, also, he's already gone into the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't do it from the inside.
So you're in the mouth, and you know you could maybe choke him out.
Yeah, yeah.
I could grab your uvula and swing on it.
You're choosing to crawl into the alligator's yeah.
esophagus.
Through your throat.
Well, it was a sort of split-second decision.
And you're like always moving forward like a fucking shark. No time for thinking or going backwards.
Well, at some point... You will kill the alligator from the inside, but you'll be stuck in it.
That's pretty horrible.
Like, because I don't know if you're like a hand could penetrate like through an alligator's.
I really, really know.
I can't get out.
Yeah,
that's why. But I'm if you would, anus.
Yeah. So you kind of got to find the anus.
Yeah,
but
it's
even
a game
then,
of find the anus.
Because like a hand wouldn't be able to navigate its way through the digestive tract.
Agreed.
Of an alligator.
Agreed.
But could I just power forward?
No. Because it's the same thing.
Well, why not?
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
Well, because...
The same way that you can't just push out of the top of the alligator with a hand.
No, but the guts aren't as strong as the alligator's tough, scaly
hide. Yeah, it's his organs, right? So he's going down.
But what do you think you're
going
to get
down the intestines
when you get
and
to
shit?
The arse?
Gonna squeeze my way out like
be a
shit.
Little, like there's a little hole there.
Yeah, but
you gotta, like, needle it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I explode out the back. No, having killed the alligator.
Also now, because it's dead.
Gator slayer. Yeah.
Also, because the gator's dead, any kind of, like, it would have lost any, like,
elasticity,
muscle, like
yeah.
elasticity, muscle strength.
Yeah, but there's still a limit to how big the hole can get, and then you're trying, you're up against the alligator skin.
How tight is an alligator's anus?
I would say far too tight for a hand to come out of.
I don't know. I think you could fist an alligator if you had to. Obviously, I'm doing it from the inside.
From the inside, which would make it easier.
Yeah.
And it's dead, which would make it easier.
Why would it make it easier from the inside?
Because you're pushing
stuff's meant to come out.
With that.
Not
with,
going.
Yeah, but.
You're pushing it with.
That's only with
flow.
The muscle, though. Like, as in, like, with the sphincter intact and functioning as. Do alligators even have sphincters?
Yes.
Or,
it's the opening of, all the scales that have been opening there.
Yeah.
Right? You're pushing it with it as opposed to trying to find it, rip
That's
it open.
That's honestly
go,
the softest place on the alligator.
To be honest, I think you're fine.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, cleverer.
Oh, wait, no, you'll be fine regardless because you could just hang out wherever you are.
If it's dead, you could go back.
Yeah, I could go out to back.
And also.
I come out the anus.
Wow, we're fucking stupid.
No, but then also if you just wait, it will, like, because the alligators get, like, it will,
Rot.
Rot. So you just wait.
Wait, let it rot, make a cape out of alligator hide, head off deeper into
But if it rots, though,
with
like,
an alligator tooth as my weapon.
It might kill, like, with the acid or that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's best to get out of the rotting alligator as quickly as possible, so you if I'm a hand.
Mouth, I would assume.
Yeah.
Don't go the whole journey out the anus. I mean, I reckon you could.
Yeah.
You
it's doable, but it's probably not necessary.
Yeah.
I still don't think it's going to work. Also, you walk through, because obviously you're tearing through the guts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just going to fill with fluids and stuff like that as you just, like...
But am I going to drown on my hand?
Yeah, but there's stomach acid.
Yeah, the acid's a worry.
The acid's the worry, don't get me wrong. But
especially acid designed to burn bones.
Yeah. But if you are making holes and stuff...
I'll just avoid the tummy.
Yeah. Like, you're making holes in the gator guts. The acid's draining. If it can... Could you make a hole... And then use the acid to burn a hole out.
Get out. That might be how I kill the gator. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, there's no gators in the alligators. That's a myth.
There's no gators.
More likely I'm fighting a rat,
there's
dude.
No
yeah, there's
gators
no gators
in the
alligator. It's a myth.
That's a myth. Okay. Thanks, man. Thank you for clarifying. There's no gators
in
the alligators.
There's
no gators in the alligators. It's a myth.
It's a myth. So I'm fine, actually. More than likely, I'm fighting rats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Also, rats is in also the thing. Like
rats seem like would be more
dangerous. Yeah, rats would be scarier than an alligator
for
me.
Well, great news then.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Thinking you could survive rats, like a rat king just gnawing on you. hundreds of rat mouths pulling at your fingers.
No.
Tearing the flesh off your hands.
I think I'd be fucked.
Yeah.
So maybe getting washed down the sewer's not good.
Well, you washed me down. I'm just trying to make the best of a bad situation. Don't you. You put me down there.
But do it again, too.
Maybe can I become a hand gigolo?
Oh, awesome idea.
As in just jerk everyone off?
Or finger them.
Yeah, I'll finger them. Yeah. Would that be...
Fingering is famously underrated.
Yeah. Fingering's awesome.
I can also hold things. I could hold a dildo.
Yeah, that's
or
true.
Or a fleshlight.
Would it be good to be jerked off by a disembodied hand,
Or I could wear a strap-on.
I guess.
Like, if I was to put a strap on and have like a dildo coming out of the palm of my hand and just like thrust like that.
Yeah, I guess that'd be.
I'm putting my whole body into it.
Yeah, as much body as you have. Yeah. I think it'd be awesome to be jerked off by a disembodied hand. Thinking about it now, I think I'd be into it.
Well, because they get like different angles, right?
Yeah, yeah. I just think the experience would be so novel that I'd be into it.
Cheering.
Woo!
Yeah!
Do tricks! Yeah!
You can kind of like climb around it and body slam it and stuff,
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of stuff it could do. I just don't know if that would be...
Just like as a novel experience, you know? Just like a bit of fun.
Yeah, a bit of a laugh.
Bit of a goof. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be good. This is a good way to apply your trade. Yeah. Would it be extra tiring just because you're just a hand?
Well, it's like using your entire body.
I am using everything, but there's not as much as, you know, of me to get tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I don't have a bad back.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, you're only going to get...
Hand cramps.
Yeah. That's weird to think about.
What?
That you're only going to be feeling the sensations that a hand can feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do so I have like a pleasure spot?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Why? What? Hang on. Let's rewind from that.
So you're just a hand.
Yeah.
So you're just feeling, like, imagine your hand now.
Yeah.
You're only feeling the feelings that your hand can
you lose
feel.
All your senses except touch.
Yeah, I know. But specifically in your hand. I don't know. It's just weird to think about.
Touch something. Just touch anything.
No, I know I can do that now, but that's all I'm experiencing.
But it's your whole body.
Yeah, that's what's weird about it, because right now I experience my hand as an extension of my body.
Yeah.
So experiencing it
can
as
you
the entirety
just
of your body.
Can you think about your hand and be like, oh yeah?
Of course, but I'm still experiencing it as an entire body.
My sense of being is not my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if that's the only thing, right now I can feel my hand's feeling, but I'm also feeling my legs together.
Yeah. So for example, if I was to jerk off Jackson right now, I'd be like, my hand... is jerking off Jackson.
Yeah, you can feel penis in your hand. Yeah.
But my consciousness is in my head, right? Yeah, my brain.
Where you'd be thinking, I'm doing a podcast.
And I'm like doing this, jerking off my good friend.
Yeah. Who's jerking off his good friend?
Yeah.
And then Isosceles locking.
Yeah. And that's fine. Yeah. But you're right. If I was like the thing and I was jerking you off as the thing, but my whole consciousness is right there.
Yeah.
And so I'm basically like...
You're right up against
it. Yeah. My whole consciousness is wrapped around...
It'd be like grabbing
your
throbbing a giant
member.
Penis.
Yeah.
Like with your arms and legs and jumping
just
up and down.
Jerking it off.
Yeah. Kind of the vibe.
I guess like the sensation for a whole body sensation's wild. I don't know about if I buy it being closer to your consciousness makes it weirder.
I was going to say weirder. It'd be different.
Yeah.
I guess for a hand job, but like if you're going down on someone...
I know that's what I mean.
Yeah, well, you're right there as
exactly.
well. Course,
it'd kind of be like, sucking a dick, but... I'm using my hand.
Yeah.
But even if you're going down on someone, that's just your head. You know,
it'd
be like going down on someone with your whole body, you know?
Make your whole body a tongue.
Yeah. Whoa! I want that one, like that old beer commercial.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome, but I taste everywhere I go.
No downsides, baby. No downsides.
All your senses except taste. The dream.
Ow, and I'm sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
I'm one of the most sensitive parts of the human body.
Yeah.
And I'm suffering.
Yeah. But you can wrap your entire body around the dick.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. That's so cool.
Go into an asshole.
Yeah, that's scary. Easy now.
Yeah, we got the whole gator thing.
I cannot survive a gator's digestive system as a tongue. As a hand, I got a chance. As a tongue, I'm fucked, man.
Well, tongue's not surviving much.
No.
Nah,
tongue's not surviving crossing a road.
Yeah.
Hot tarmac. I'm done.
Just a too warm day.
Just put me in, like, the ocean, maybe. maybe.
Yeah, I can swim around like a fish.
What about a tongue and a glass of water?
Oh, yeah, that's cool, dude. Yeah, weird, though. I'm tasting the water.
But I'm in the water.
Having the powers of the thing would be sick. I'll go hand mode.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good if I could turn back into a regular guy. You know, I don't want to make at will seems like it's cheating.
Yeah.
Like if it was like a werewolf situation, like every full moon I was a hand or every full moon I was a guy.
Yeah.
I could cope, I reckon.
What would you prefer, every full moon to be a guy or a hand?
I would prefer to be a guy more often than not. But once again, that feels like it's cheating.
Just checking. Yeah,
fair enough. Just like, you know, if I can stack the deck, I will. If I can stack the deck and just turn into a hand like that, sure, okay, whatever. I can turn back, excellent. But if I can't.
Yeah, full moon. Chain you up so you don't
what
go
if
eat
it's
the chickens.
Like a witch's spell?
Yeah.
It turns you into a hand.
Yeah.
And, well, it's like a ultimatum.
Yeah.
Which is like, I'll give you $10 million.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do a curse on you. It turns you into just a hand, a disembodied hand, and you've got to complete 10,000 chores, and then you turn back into a guy, and you get $10 million.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Hey, 10,000 chores? Sweet. Wait, do I keep track?
No, it's just
the magic. The magic
would
as well.
Oh, thank
Christ. That would be scary because I wouldn't.
So
know
I'm like, am I done? You were done years ago.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's automatic.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. 10,000 chores.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I reckon just being a hand would be mad.
Yeah, it'd be, dude.
The idea you can flip someone off with your whole body.
Oh, that is awesome.
Flip someone off.
Finger them with your whole body.
With your whole body.
Thumbs up with your whole body.
With your whole body.
To slap someone, there's a bit of a climb.
Slapping with your whole body. Punch with your whole body.
So like putting your whole body in a big plate of spaghetti.
Can't eat, but you can lounge.
Dropping into someone's soup. Ruining their
What do you reckon the best food to lounge in would be? Because I was thinking spaghetti, but maybe like not
pumpkin
quite
soup.
Set jello.
Oh,
I reckon
yes.
pumpkin soup would be sick. I reckon it would be good to fall from a slight height, like off someone's shoulder into their soup.
Because
then you're also getting them splashed with pumpkin soup. They're like,
I like the idea of walking across somebody's pancakes and leaving little divots. It's like,
little dirty fingerprints because you are a filthy man.
I'm not clean. And I'm less clean as just
I guess basically being an annoying cat.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you're also a guy.
Stop
doing that.
Everyone can be like, please don't do this. I'm trying to eat.
And then you flip them off.
I'm a cheeky little hand.
You can still communicate. Anything does with Morse code.
Yeah,
I don't know
true.
Morse code, so...
Too bad.
I'm just going to be tapping furiously.
Yeah.
And maybe if someone does know Morse code, they'll be like, okay, he's spelling...
Oh no,
gibberish. Just gibberish.
The message is.
It'll be awesome. It'd be good to be a little hand.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I want to join the Adams family.
Yeah.
Get into small crevices.
Whoa.
Go exploring.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you get a hole in like a bit of drywall and just crawl up
there. I'm going to see what's in there, dude.
Yeah,
rats again, probably.
Yeah.
Come out beat by a
You
rat.
Can't even scream.
Yeah. Rats, cockroaches, like wasps, hornets. These things become bees. They just become a lot of bigger hassle.
Yeah,
like the big things like a car, like that's a danger to me now.
Yeah.
Avoiding a car's hands easier, I reckon.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Rats seem hard to avoid as a hand.
Yeah,
easy
to
avoid as a human.
Yeah, that's true. Hard to kill as a hand, but more satisfying.
Punch with your whole body.
Well, I guess you have more precision.
I don't know.
You could grab a rat and squeeze until it dies.
You go into the hole in the drywall, you come out chained. I can't see anything different about you because you are just a hand.
But something's gone.
You seem
your vibes. Did you go into that rat hole and grab the rat and squeeze it until it popped?
Have you killed every rat in the house? Oh yeah, you giving a thumbs up? Okay. Did it fuck you up beyond measure? Oh yeah, big thumbs up.
Bigger thumbs up.
He's like, you know, the like cozy cozy.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. I might need to lie down.
Going to bed as things seems very satisfying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just relaxing all your fingers after a long, hard day of standing on your fingers.
Oh, imagine, like a foot spa, right?
Yeah.
As a hand just going in that, submerging yourself.
Get a manicure as thing.
Oh, damn, dude.
Yeah, I want to go hand mode. No, so that's
rules.
Let me be a hand.
Damn. Put me in the Adams family or make me thing IRL. Thing.
Yeah. I think it'd be pretty good.
It'd be awesome. I think we'd thrive.
Initially, I was like, look, life as a hand would suck because, you know, you lose so many things. But maybe, fucking rules.
Maybe it's awesome, dude. Could be if a guy had lost a hand through natural causes, you could be their hand.
That's true.
Just pretend you're doing what they want you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But enough not that they're a bit like, what's
scared?
Happening?
Yeah.
My hand's possessed. And then you hop off one day when you're
bored. Yeah.
Oh my God, I never had a hand.
Attach it yourself to them. And then you just be like, you know, all you got to do is vocalize what you want your hand to do and it'll do it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
That'd be cool. Pick that up.
Okay. Up.
give the person a thumbs up as you then grab it. Yeah. I guess you have to also move.
Yeah. Look, and I don't know how I'm attaching myself. I'll just stay a hand in the wall or whatever.
I was imagining like
stay
some straps.
Hand, the rat squeezing hand.
Yeah.
Rat squeezing hand, you're flipping everyone off.
Yeah.
I'm becoming, I guess, the gigolo.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Well, that's what we do, and it's awesome. Yeah. Everyone should be a hand once in their goddamn life, I reckon.
I agree, dude.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Go hand mode.
Yeah, everybody should go watch the brand new Netflix series, critically acclaimed, Wednesday.
Wednesday. And tweet Jenna Ortega and be like, hey, Jenna, watch the show, loved it.
Watch the show, listen to the episode of Plumbing the Death Star.
Loved it.
Loved them both.